Welcome to a shiny, brand spanking, happy-ass edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room early as fuck, mother truckers. Because you know why? Like I say every time, same reason it wasn't no Friday episode. All a hick does these days is work for the man, and it is killing him. He was there till midnight last night, up this morning at the butt crack of dawn so he can talk to you people, because I don't want to miss another episode. So look at that. That is what you call semi-dedication, because I couldn't get it done last Friday, but I made sure I squoze it up in here today. But, and because of that, right here on the Crab Diving Network, you are going to hear the Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, not be prepared one little itsy bitsy teensy weensy bit this episode. So we's gonna be winging it right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, and I'm your throwback slash listen behind that, and you can hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. And there's bunches of it, so you best be seeking it out. Listen to it every mother trucking day. If you can't find it, if you ain't got time for that, that's my point, then go to the iTunes or the Crab Diving website or the SoundCloud, Stitcher, all kinds of places you can download the podcast version of it that way. And but you'll be behind. And who wants to be behind, right? But the Hollywood Hick comes on every day on the sevens here on the Crab Diving Network, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. That is West Coast time. If you're on the East Coast, that'd be the 10s. Anywhere else, do the mother trucking math. It is way too early for a hick to even be thinking about numbers. I still got to go into the workplace and think about numbers and things. Like, I don't even want to think about it. That is how my day, like, I got such a day ahead of me, I don't even want to think about it. So you know what I'm going to think about? Things happening out in the world at large. Let's see what's going on, because I have no clue what is going on in the world half the time. Like, there was, okay, one thing I will say, again, off the bat, I can't believe, here we go, again, on the Hollywood Hick program, I'm going to have to say this. Mother truckers, quit shooting people up for no damn reason. What is going on with this world? There are more mass shootings than days of the year this year. That is frightening and scary and stupid, and anybody who cannot pull their head out of their ass long enough to figure out that this is a problem and where the freaking crust of that problem, or crux, or whatever that damn word is, of the problem is some people who don't have any damn common sense about how we need to have some sort of logical freaking solution to how to deal with guns and have people who should and should not have them and how easy it is to get them. Because from what I'm reading on the interwebs, more people bought guns on Black Friday than ever this year. Like, why are people so fucking obsessed with guns? How many do you need? It makes absolutely no sense. People, wake the fuck up. That gay ass name sounding Wayne LaPierre motherfucker from the NRA, he is not the person you should be paying attention to. He does not have an ideology that you should be paying attention to and following and thinking is making any mother trucking sense. Why? I don't understand. I like, white people, really, wake the fuck up. The other thing is, like, okay, well, I can't even get, if I sit here and talk about this stupid shooting the whole time, like, I am already beyond tired and over the world right now, because all I do is work. I work all weekend, I work until late at night trying to do stupid shit that I don't want to do anymore, and here I am doing this stupid shit at a, somewhere where it's like working with your hands tied behind your back and you're freaking typing with your nose because you can't get anything done because everything has got to be on some kind of whatever. I can't talk about it. It's pissing me. See, look, the anger is welling up inside a hick. It's ridiculous. But this is the thing. Okay, so these shootings happen. It's the dumbest fucking shit ever. I don't want to have to talk about this. I'm supposed to be talking about pop culture light stuff that's just not a bother to anyone, right? But this is a problem, and we need to address it. But then what we've got is these a bunch of white people who think that it's appropriate to listen to a bloviating pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox on top of that damn pumpkin head. I don't understand it. Like, he goes, they just love to, he just, why are you eating up all of this? Why are you giving this man any attention? You know I'm talking about Trump and his dumb ass. I can't, like, I'm just flipping through. Okay, Now, because I am ill-prepared here on the Hollywood Hit today, because I ain't got time to do my research like I normally used to would, and I would have a few stories that I was ready to talk about and all of that kind of nonsense. But I'm flipping through. So I have this thing on the Flipboard, right, called Flipboard, right? It's on my iPad. I like it. Actually, there is a Hollywood Hit page on the Flipboard. If you got that, you should go look for it, because I'm always, like, flipping stories in there, usually when I got more time. Lately, there has been less stories, and that's just because I don't got time for this, and that's really pissing me off. Hollywood Hick is not happy about that shit. I'm trying my bestest to try to figure out how to, like, balance this, the fun shit, with the shit that I have to do, where I want to go in and be like, oh my god, today I think I'm just gonna snap. But that's a different story for a different day. But I'm flipping through here, right, and it's the cover stories section. So that's where we see what the fuck is going on, who's talking about what things, like the popular stories. But it's like, basically, now, it's like state representatives. These are all the headlines looking through here. Like, they deal with this freaking pumpkin head with that dead mangy fox up on that stupid pumpkin head, bloviating loudmouth. He's always making these faces like somebody just cut the most rankest fart. Like, not even like a fart. Like, they just took the biggest, most disgusting, steaming pile of dump right beside him at any moment. He's always got that face like somebody just freaking made the worst smell possible beside. Like, I don't get it. I just have that. Like, honestly, do y'all want to look at something that looks like that as the president? It's just killing me. It's killing me. But these are the headlines, if you cut through here, that involve Donald and his freaking nonsense. But one of the first one on here says, state representatives demand resignation of New Hampshire GOP chairwoman after she criticizes Trump's Islamophobic immigration plan. Yeah, his basic plan is to just, like, don't let anybody that he doesn't think is the right color up in here, or, like, has, like, any. It's like, it's ridiculous. You can't. We don't live in that world. I don't understand why anybody thinks that we should live in that world, because obviously those kind of policies worked well in the past. It's like, I don't, it's like nobody has a freaking ability to look at history. And then the next one is Trump wants to close the internet. That's ridiculous. Okay, now I gotta see this. Why does this fucking pumpkin head bloviating mother trucker want to freaking close the interwebs? Let's see. Over here on the Daily Beast, they'll tell us. It says here, Trump wants to close the internet on account of Donald Trump suggested Monday that the U.S. God, it is so freaking early. I'm so freaking tired. I can't even talk. Donald Trump suggested Monday that the U.S. should consider closing up the internet in order to curb the spread of extremism online. Speaking at a campaign rally in the USS Yorktown in South Carolina, of course, these are the straight-up mother truckers you should be bloviating to in this fashion. Trump called anyone who would criticize his plan because of the freedom of speech foolish people. Okay, this is another thing. Pay attention to this man. He has no specifics about anything. All he does is bloviate, say, he's like, I would be really hard, or I would do this a lot. Well, you know what? When you tell me what a lot is, maybe somebody should, but you don't make any sense. All you do is bloviate. You don't say anything specific. All it is these large general vagaries and lies. It's ridiculous. But he goes on. So it says the real estate mogul suggested visiting Bill Gates to better understand the internet. Okay. That Bill Gates, he made Microsoft, dude. He didn't make the fucking internet, you big ass, dumb fucking pumpkin head, fart faced looking bitch, right? Well, we're losing a lot of people because of the internet. You know what we're losing people a lot of too? Because people like you won't tell people to, like, you need to have a little bit of responsibility with your firearms, and you don't need to have assault rifles in your arsenal, because a regular citizen does not need a mother trucking assault rifle. It does not make sense. Not even need semi-automatic, whatever the hell it is. I don't care. I ain't got no guns, okay? I don't want no guns. I don't need no guns. It's just ridiculous. But he goes on, we have to see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. Okay, what do you want to talk to them about? How do you want to address this? What do you mean besides just close the internet? We have to, this is the kind of, like, non-statement this dude makes constantly. We have to see Bill Gates and a lot of different people. Well, who are these other a lot of different people? Who do you want to ask me? I will give you my opinion. My opinion is you are a loudmouth, fucking pumpkin-headed, dead, mangy fox on your head looking mother trucker who needs to shut the fuck up and let somebody go and do this job, and it cannot be you, because you can't run a country like a business. It's different. It's completely different. We will get to it in a bit. There is one thing I do want to talk about, because my beloved Burt Reynolds, he is my spirit guide. And apparently I cannot have Burt Reynolds as my spirit guide as much as I want to, because this psychic woman told me that you can't have a live spirit guide. So this is my plan. Is my basic thing is, because, I mean, I love Burt Reynolds. He's one of my favorite things. Like, next to Dolly Parton and Wonder Woman, he's probably number three in my favorite things ever, because I love Burt Reynolds, especially I like circa 70s, late 70s, early 80s Burt Reynolds. Actually, even any 70s Burt Reynolds, in the early 80s Burt Reynolds, was the peak of the foxy Burt Reynolds. He's still foxy for an older dude, but back then, like, even though Deliverance is a creepy movie, he is fucking hot up in Deliverance. Smokey and the Bandit, that is the second best movie in the history of movies, right behind another Burt Reynolds classic, The Best of the Whorehouse in Texas, starring who? The best human being to ever live, one Miss Dolly Parton. But I digress. We'll talk about that in a minute. But really, he makes no sense. We have to see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them about maybe in certain areas closing that internet up in some ways. What the fuck does that mean, dude? Really? Like, it's okay, if you're going to say this shit, at least have some freaking reasoning or some sort of study or something to back it up, other than you just going, my next solution is we're going to close up the internet. Now let me make somebody farted real bad face. This is the most ridiculous crap ever. Let's go through. I guarantee you there's more of these things. I haven't looked. We are learning together here today on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. I'm just telling you. That's just how this shit works. Oh, good Lord. Supreme Court up to something again. All these freaking people's face. That one with that freaking fat face. What's his name? Alito or something. I can't stand that motherfucker. Okay, here's the next one. Oh, from the salon people, of course. The salon people. Donald Trump is lying through his teeth. This is why the political press is so enraging. Let's see what they're saying he's lying about now. Because, I don't even know if you could call them lies. They're just not even, like, they're not even coherent thoughts or whatever. But apparently, he says here that appearing on Face the Nation, according to the salon people, Republican frontrunner, which every time I see that written anywhere, I just still can't believe it. It's just ridiculous. Re-mother-trucking-diculous, right? But the Republican front leader, Trump, punkin' head, dead, mangy fox, fart face, told John Dickerson that prior to the attacks, the wives of the 9/11 hijackers knew exactly what was going to happen and were flown back to Saudi Arabia days before the hijacked plane strikes. Apparently, this is some straight up 100% complete nonsense. As Washington Post explained, there is no support for Trump's claims. Virtually all the hijackers were unmarried. You hear that, you freaking bloviating punkin' head, dead, mangy fox, fart face, mother trucker? You heard that? Foolish McFoolerson. Then he followed that appearance. The New York Times that Trump was fuzzy on his 9/11 facts and that the wives didn't align with the timeline and details of the hijacking of the planes. Like, it makes no sense. Blah, blah, blah. Did he say anything else? Whatever. Basically, he lies. I don't know if I can go through this whole freaking 4-page story to find out all his lies. But basically, what they're saying is he lies a lot. Trump claims the United States is about to take in 250,000 Syrian refugees. Apparently, that's straight up false. Trump says there are up to 34 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. That's straight up false. Trump claims the real unemployment rate is up to 42% when counting those who stopped looking for work, which is straight up false. Trump says he got to know Russian President Vladimir Putin. Every time I say Putin, though, that makes me laugh, because when I was a kid, like, poots are farts, right? So if you say Putin, that means you are farting, and I cannot say Vladimir Putin's name with a straight face. I really can't. I'm starting to giggle right now, and it's hard for me to, like, hold it together, because you can't be named Putin and me not laugh at that shit. It's hysterical. But he claims that because they appeared on 60 Minutes on the same night. That's straight up bullshit. Like, okay, you know what? That's okay. So, like, I could go take a, like photobomb somebody, and that makes him my best friend, you dumb shit. Trump says that the U.S. has the highest tax rate anywhere in the world. That ain't right either, although they are high. That's some straight up bullshit. I hate taxes, but I also like roads and infrastructure and, like, things, police and whatever. Even though, like, I like police who don't shoot innocent people. That's what I like, which is the vast majority of police, I will say. Like, I have to believe that the vast majority of police are not out there shooting people up and murdering and causing all kind of trouble. That's just how that's the world I have to live in. I can't live in one where I'm, like, scared of the police all the time, because that is fucking frightening and dystopian shit that's supposed to be in, like, Hunger Games, not in the fucking Hollywood that I live in. Bullshit, right? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Punkin' head lies. Let's see if there's any more shit in here. Trump rejects criticism of his proposal to ban Muslims, because that's what he really wants to do. He wants to just ban anybody because of the color of their skin. Not take into the consideration that this is, like, not everybody is, like, part of these people who are trying to kill everybody up, ISIS or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's like, come on, we have to have some common sense up in this world. And we are fast losing common sense. We are losing common sense, and the youngins today need to buck up and get a goddamn backbone and quit being such butthurt pussies over everything. Let me tell you something, people. Not everybody at every minute of every day is going to agree with your ass. Not everybody is put on this planet to appease your ass. You are not the self-entitled little bitch-ass bitch that you have made yourself out to be. You need to earn your place in this world, and you ain't given nothing. You ain't guaranteed nothing. Fuck a goddamn participation trophy, because if you were given participation trophies and you got one on a shelf somewhere, then you are a fucking dumb-ass pussy who is just basically advertising your mediocrity. That's exactly what the fuck you're doing. So stop it, okay? Everybody, start paying attention to what's going on out there. Don't let these bloviating pumpkin heads with dead mangy foxes and fart face get away with all of this bullshit. Just like if you pay a modicum of attention, but then like you don't pay any attention, but then you wonder why nobody's paying you any attention. I'll tell you why nobody's paying you any attention, because you don't have the fucking wherewithal to pay attention your damn self. So why should I have to go out of my way to pay attention to a little fuck who could give two shits about anything because your parents fucking babied your ass? I completely blame parents. I watch parents today and it just boggles my fucking mind. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, this country is doomed. This country is fucking doomed. These people are raising the next generation, and this is mother trucking scary. It is fucking scary. They don't, whatever. It's just ridiculous. But let's keep going on. Next one, let me see. Uh-oh, one whole page without Trump shit. Let's see if there's anything else going on in here, like blah, blah, blah. No, oh, actually, we got in a St. Petersburg mayor bans all Trumps. That's good. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Even Dick Cheney slams Trump's Muslim entry plan. Okay, if Dick Cheney is saying, dude, your immigration policy is a little bit on the extreme side, that's some fucked up shit right there, dude. That really and truly, that is some fucked up mother trucking shit right there. Ain't no other way to put it. If that evil, like Dick Cheney is what I consider to be one of the most evil, dastardly, just conniving mother truckers ever put on this planet. Like he just looks it. Like he just looks the part of like an evil Bond character or something. He's got that face. Like he just looks evil and crazy and old. And I just like, and you can just tell by looking at him that he has no care in the world for anybody other than his damn self. It's just ridiculous mother trucking lust. I can't take it. I really and truly can't take it. But if we go over here, ooh, I bet if we go over to one of my favorites, my beloved Gawker website, because I don't care what nobody says, I love me some Gawker website, right? I guarantee you, once I click on this, it is going to be like some more pumpkin head bloviating. Let's just see what it is. Let's get one little look at the Gawker, and then I will change the subject. I'll quit talking about this damn pumpkin head. But sometimes I just get on a roll about this pumpkin head. He is... I marvel at people. And you look at this, you see these like rallies and stuff. They'll try to like litter a person of color behind a litter. That's a bad word. That was a horrible choice of words. It's early, y'all, and I apologize for that use of words. What I'm saying is they try to put anybody of color they can find behind him at these things, but it still doesn't matter because they're like overshadowed by the like redneckiest, whitest, like worst part of the freaking white. It boggles my mind that so many people just want just this. If this is what people want as a president, I can't see it. Like, oh my God, the pictures they use of him on the Gawker are hysterical. There's one right now that says, meanwhile, on Fox News, Islamophobia is nothing but a myth. Okay, that's hysterical. Like, in the picture of him, it's like, really, it's like somebody has completely put the biggest piling steaming shit right on his shoes. I'm telling you, apparently Donald Trump gets yelled at on live TV while trying to defend his plan to ban Muslims. Like this going over really, like the thing is though, at no point, like he is appealing to the people who have just no sense. They have no concept of the world, what goes on around them, how it works, any of that bullshit. It is mother trucking ridiculous, right? Well, apparently the next one says the man behind Donald Trump's latest policy platform is a crockpot anti-Muslim extremist, of course. Here it goes. Dick Cheney criticizes Donald Trump, forgets about the existence of Native Americans all in one breath. Look, another picture of him. Evil looking motherfucker. Just evil. Like it's like when a blue light comes on, you would just see like even evil skeleton face or something. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. All right, whatever. I'm going to quit talking about these people. Trump's plan to fight ISIS online is so fucking vacant, I can barely blog about it. I love that's good. That's a good one. Some dude named Brendan O'Connor over here on the Gawker. I'm just reading headlines at this point, y'all. That is what I have been reduced to here on the Crab Diving Program. All right, let's talk about something else. Let's just bounce around. This is what we're going to call really, really ill-prepared section of the Hollywood Hick today. Because I ain't prepared. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to bounce around. We find a story that sounds like talking about. We're going to talk about it. That's just how this shit's going to go down. Oh, let's talk about my beloved Burt Reynolds first, because I had teased that earlier during the Pumpkin Head with a Dead Manger Fox fart face section that I'm ending. I'm not talking about him no more because he annoys the fuck out of me, right? But now, I love when people get straight up honest. Now, at the workplace I go to every day, I am very honest with people, sometimes almost too honest occasionally, apparently, because people get pissed off at me because I am blunt. I don't sugarcoat things. I just say it like it is. And I think in the workplace, that is how it should be. I don't want people to just come over and like tell me something for the sake of letting me hear what I want to hear. I want to know the truths. And apparently when you press people for the truths, they don't like it because that means they have to be accountable, and apparently accountable is not a place people want to be. That's what I'm discovering. That's how I'm figuring out that that's how this shit is going down, because I have no clue any other way that this could go. But now, my beloved Burt Reynolds, my spirit guide through life, because the thing about here too, that spirit guide thing, because I was just talking a little bit earlier, this psychic woman told me that my spirit guide can't be alive. Now, I think that's some bullshit. I love Burt Reynolds. He is one of my, I think all movies should star Dolly Parton, Burt Reynolds, and or Dom DeLuise. I'm just saying, that was like a perfect world for me. I love Dom DeLuise. And him and Burt Reynolds were best buds, and they were hysterical together. Watch them in Cannonball Run, the first one. The second one is a shit movie. But there's the first one, it's a great freaking movie if you watch it. And Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise, like, relationship is hysterical. You could tell that they're good friends and they make each other laugh, and it was fun. But what I'm saying is, Burt Reynolds put out an autobiography, and I'm glad to get it too. I'm hoping he does an audio book of it, because like that Leah Remini and her Scientology story on her, like, whatever it is, whatever her book is, I can't remember the name. It's too freaking early in the day for me to remember a name of a book. But what I'm saying is, I want to hear hers read in her voice, and I want to hear Burt Reynolds read in his voice, because one, I could just listen to Burt Reynolds read to me, and I would be like, oh my God, I love Burt Reynolds. I have flashbacks to the late 70s when he was like in his height of Foxy McFoxiness, right? But now, remember, Burt Reynolds was in that Boogie Nights movie, right? Directed by that dude Paul Thomas Anderson or something. Apparently he's a little bit self-entitled, got a false sense of grandeur, especially going right out of the gate, because that was one of his first movies, right? Well, apparently Burt Reynolds can't stand his ass, and he didn't make no beef about letting people know he couldn't stand this mother trucker's ass, right? So what happened was, says here, Burt Reynolds, this is over on the People magazine, from the People magazine people, right? Says Burt Reynolds reveals why he will never work with Paul Thomas Anderson again, right? Says here, despite the fact that his only Oscar nomination came from a film directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, Burt Reynolds said he would never collaborate with Anderson again. In an interview with GQ, the 79-year-old actor, still looking good for 79, except he's getting a little feeble on occasion. Like, but it's horrible to say, but I mean, he's 79. That means, like, whatever. It's not that long before we probably be Burt Reynolds-less, and I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to have to go into mourning for a hot minute or 10 or 20 or a couple of few days, and then I'll get over it just like anything else. But see, now what I need to do is start actively recruiting his spirit guides, so that they will come over to me, and then I can have Burt Reynolds spirit guides, and then that would be the tits, right? I think that would be the tits. Burt Reynolds spirit guides as my spirit guide, seeing as according to that stupid psychic lady, I can't have a live spirit guide. But I'm starting to think, fuck her. I can pick my own damn spirit guide, and if I feel like it is Burt Reynolds and we have this sort of connection to where that his spirit helps guide me, then I'm just going to go with it, because that's the way I want to be, and that's the world I want to live in. But to the GQ people, he said, this is why he would never do another movie with the Paul Thomas Anderson. He said, personality wise, we didn't fit. He said, I think mostly because he was young and full of himself. Every shot we did, it was like the first time. That shot had never been done. I remember the first shot we did in Boogie Nights where I drive the car to Grauman's Theater. He kept on talking, describing the scene as unoriginal. Oops, I flipped the page too quick. And adding how he named other movies that use the same technique, right? And then he goes, after he said, isn't that amazing? He said, Burt Reynolds said, I named 5 pictures that had the same kind of shot. It wasn't original, but if you have to steal, steal from the best. Oh, my God. That is the fucking tits. I love it. He's like, dude, I've been doing this a long fucking time. That is not original. But you stole a good shot, so if you're going to steal one, steal from the best. I love when somebody will just call somebody out on their bullshit. It's like, and that is the best way to do it, too. He just basically, like, blunt Burt Reynolds style, probably gave that like Burt Reynolds laugh after it that just melts my butter, right? But he goes on, he says, the one director he would work with again is Clint Eastwood. Everybody wants to work with the Clint Eastwood. You better hurry up because he's up there 900 too, right? Well, he said he directed him in City Heat. I've seen City Heat. It's one of those good kind of cop movies from like that. I think it was like in the early 80s or something. I don't know, but I've seen City Heat. Reynolds is also interested in working with Angelina Jolie, who he says was provocative even at a young age. I love how he just calls shit out. I just like somebody who can say shit and get away with it. Because not everybody would get away with some of this shit, right? He says, I'd like to work with Clint again and Angelina Jolie. I think she's a great director. She has what her father has, talent and charisma. She always has. I remember even when she was 10, she was already provocative. I said to John one day, you have big problems. He asked what I was talking about. I said, you're going to be unbelievable. She's going to be unbelievably beautiful when she grows up, and men are going to fall hard for her. She was stunning even as a girl. The actor also offered his opinion on Donald Trump's run for presidency. Okay, this is it. Okay, this is where Burt Reynolds straight up breaks some shit down easy like. Burt Reynolds style, put on his cowboy hat and drive away in his freaking 1977 Pontiac Firebird with the screaming chicken on the top and the T-tops and the like red interior with the gold rims. That car is the tits. That is my dream car. I almost bought one time, y'all. I almost did. I was going to fly to Georgia, go to this place that cherries those fuckers out, and then drive it back across the country. You know I was going to grow a big old mustache, give me a big old cowboy hat with a feather band on it, and get me somebody to be my frog on the way all the way back across the country, and we were going to be westbound and down, not eastbound and down, because that's what going to happen. I'd be westbound and down, loaded up and trucking, because I would love to do that. But then I found out, because that was at the height of gas prices being super high too, and then I found out they get like 6 to 8 miles to the gallon, and I didn't really have anywhere to park it, because I was like, you cannot drive that around town all the time drinking up all that gas. It'll suck up all my money. So since I ain't got but one place to park a car up here in Hollywood, because parking is tight up here in the Hollywood Hit compound area, y'all, then I didn't do it. But I really, 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 really want one. And one day, maybe if I like win the lottery or something, I will have a bandit car, and that means I will have a mustache and a cowboy hat with a feather band, and I will get me a frog to change their wedding dress and get in their little outfit beside me and do the little dance steps on the dashboard. But that's a different story for a different day, because I can't afford that car yet. But one day, you got a dream, right, mother truckers? A Hollywood Hit can dream right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I'm just saying. But he says about Trump's run for the presidency, he says, although Trump knows what it takes to run a business, those same tactics may not work for running a country. Now, listen to this, you big old pumpkin head, bloviating motherfucker with that dead mangy fox up on your head and your fart face, okay? Listen to this. He goes, I like Trump. He's a good guy. I just don't know how he'd deal with Russia and other countries. To be successful in business, you have to be ruthless. But when running a country and dealing with other countries, ruthlessness doesn't work all the time. You hear that? What is that? Words of wisdom straight from the mouth of the Hollywood Hick spirit guide, Mr. Burt Reynolds himself. The foxiest foxy, ever the foxy, only to be almost rivaled by one John Stamos, who I just saw put his butt in a magazine. So he has his naked butt out. It's all over everything on the interwebs. I saw it on TMZ. I saw it on the Gawker. Everybody's putting it on there. And people are talking shit about my Stamos too, which is pissing me off, because he's like doing, it's like a tongue-in-cheek pose. He's got his little leg hitch, and he's like doing this like hand on his head thing with the elbow out. it's, if you look at the picture, he is making fun of those kind of pictures. You get, everybody takes everything so serious. Everything has to be so serious these days. People, lighten the fuck up. Everything is serious. Sometimes people just want to make light of something and have a good time and make a joke. It's all it is. Don't read too much into stuff. Just let shit be on occasion, okay? Just calm the fuck down. But if you want to see John Stamos' booty, and he has a cute booty for a 50-something-year-old man, he still got booty. It might have been photoshopped, but who cares? He still got a cute booty. And but John Stamos' booty is out there. So those are the two Foxy McFoxersons that the Hollywood hick Foxy's the most, is the Mr. Burt Reynolds and Mr. John Stamos, and they both got news out there right now. So that is fine by me, right? Well, I'm going to pause for a second because it is early and I need some more coffee. So I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to come back and then we're going to talk about another story. So when it is like an abrupt change of subjects when I come back, on account of that's why. All right. So I'm pausing this shit. I got to go make another cup of coffee because if I don't, I'm going to freaking die. Okay. Because what I tell you, I'm tired. I didn't go to bed till super late. I woke up super early so I could talk to all you lovely people here on my program, the Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network. So I'm just going to hit pause. You don't really have to wait at all, because once I hit unpause, we're gonna pick right back up where I left off. So there's really not even gonna be a break. I don't even know why I told you, but I did. So we're gonna move on. Going to fit some coffee. Be right back. And I'm back with a fresh cup of coffee, mother trucker. See, look at that. You didn't even have to wait at all. Walked in there, fixed me a cup of coffee, came right back. It's like nothing ever happened, right? All right, let's see what the hell's happening out there in this world where Hollywood Hick is unprepared for. Oh, now that I have flipped a page, I remember this. Okay, if you people out there in the land of the Hollywood Hick have not watched Carrie Fisher do an interview on Good Morning America the other day, where she's pushing this new Star Wars movie, which apparently is supposed to be very good, which I'm very pleased about because I love Star Wars. And I actually recently rewatched those, like the three newest ones, not like the ones parts 1, 2, and 3. And I liked them better on after like stepping away from them a while and going back to them, because I think I had lowered my expectations. And I was thoroughly entertained. So I don't know. I'm like, they're not the greatest of the movies, but whatever. I hope they get better. But Carrie Fisher don't got no fucks to give. I love it. She don't care one bit. Now, the one place I do take, like, she keeps, like, bringing up the fact that they made her lose weight for the movie or whatever. Now, okay, this is my thing. I know everybody wants to get upset about Hollywood and body image and this and that and whatever and growing old, and they want, like, they don't, like, do anything. Like, everything is based on aesthetics and blah, 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 and it ain't fair working in Hollywood. Well, way I look at it, everybody always knew going into working in Hollywood that it is not fair. It is based on what you look like. And if you get fat, then people are going to like not want you for the roles when you're not supposed to be fat. That's just how that works. And or if you are an iconic character, a la what's her name, freaking Princess Leia, when you go back to do that role, they might want you to try to like slim down and get in a little shape, because this is a Star Wars movie after all. I'm just saying this out. But on Good Morning America, she is hysterical. She got this dog beside her, like one of those ugly like French bulldogs where his tongue hangs out of his mouth. Makes it kind of like she brought him along because his tongue matched her sweater. Like she is like next to Dolly Parton. She was one of the better interviews I have seen in a very, very long time. Dolly Parton is the best interview ever in the history of ever. She's so cute and the joy and like just freaking cute. But she's like always bitching about how nothing, it's an appearance driven thing. It's a business where the only thing that matters is weight and appearance. She's like, that's so messed up. They might as well say get younger, because that's how easy it is. I get it. But everybody knows going into this shit that that's how it mother trucking works, right? That's just how Hollywood works. But I thought this one had the quote from her up in here about what she was talking about, because talking about the bikini, the Jabba the Hutt, like metal bikini that she wears. And then where like they quit making like the toys of that because it's like some father somewhere got all butt hurt about it, saying like, how am I supposed to explain this to my kid? And like she like, is it this article? Let's see if I can find it. I don't know if it is or if it ain't. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, fuck. I can't find it here. But basically what she said, like when somebody asked her about that, whatever, she was like, calm down, people. She's like, look at it this way. And I'm paraphrasing because I can't find the exact quote. I thought it was in this article, but it ain't. But she basically said, look at it this way, people. This big, fat, gross guy made me wear a metal bikini I didn't like it, and so I killed him for it. So guess who wins in that situation? The chick who gets her revenge in the end. So yeah, that's what happens. Don't put Princess Leia in a metal bikini because she don't like it, and she might kill you dead on the flip side. That's how that works, right? So it's like, but whatever. Her quote, like, look up her quote. If I can find it, I'm not doing it justice, but fuck, I don't care. It's early as mother trucking hell. I'm trying to get this shit done so I can talk to you people, and like, there's not another big old giant week worth of hoe. Like, whatever. I'm making excuses. Let's move on. But Carrie Fisher, tits interview on Good Morning America. I was going to do clips, but guess what? Again, the Hollywood hick, because he work, does nothing but work at the workplace. It's killing me. Like, if this shit don't change soon, I'm going to die a slow and painful death. I'm just saying is all, y'all. I can't. A Hollywood hick just can't. All right, let's see if I had, like, saved any stories over the last few days. So that I can like talk about up on here on the remember I was talking about that, what's his name, James Dean, that stupid porn star, the one that did that supposed homemade video with that Farrah Abraham teen mom chick or whatever. But people are coming out of the woodwork to call, like, basically say he is abusive and he like does not treat women well, and really like he's ain't got no boundaries, even though he tries to pretend like he has boundaries and all of this other kind of bullshit. So it's kind of fucked up. But people just keep coming out of the woodwork. And this, like, Stoya chick, who's the one who sort of started, who was his girlfriend at one point, and then she finally was like, I just can't hold this in anymore. And I support a woman who does it. Like, you know what? She's, like, repressed her feelings as much as possible. And then she was like, I can't no more. I just really and truly can't. Well, so she goes on here and basically says that she could. This is the reason she said something, is because she couldn't bear the thought anymore that there might be something terrible happening to yet another woman at his hands, or more likely at his cock, that she didn't want, because I kept quiet. I just couldn't. Good for you. She's like, I couldn't. I just couldn't do that shit. You know what? Good for you. And then people are like giving her shit about why she chose Twitter. Well, she says she chose Twitter because that's where the record needed to be updated. James Astoya relationship goals, that like hashtag relationship goals, like people were trying to get them back together. And she's like, you don't know the story. So she's like, that shit scares me. Also something I don't have any more control over than I have over what happened after I posted that tweet. So basically what she's saying is like, back the fuck off. But like even more people are coming out of the woodwork to like accuse him of stuff. Apparently, who else is on here? Let's see. Fuck, whatever. There's a bunch more people. He's like the freaking Cosby of the freaking porn world, basically, is what I'm talking about. And the thing is, people talk about how good looking he is. I don't think he's that good looking. I'm telling you, like I said before, his eyes are close set and he's got a whole freaking psycho sort of thing going on to me. Like, I don't find him that sexy. I really don't. He may not have a big dick, but you know what? There's more to somebody than a big dick. I'd rather have somebody have an average dick and know how to use it and not be fucking crazy eyed and got psycho killer face than to have somebody with the big dick. That ain't the end all be all. If you don't know what to do with it, and or the rest of you creeps somebody the fuck out, then that changes the whole scenario right mother trucking there. I'm just saying is all. Oh, this bullshit. Okay, whatever. Public service announcement right here on the bum 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 Hollywood hick program, right? I would put in a clip of music, but I ain't got time for that shit, so you just get me singing it. Bum bum bum. Da-da-da. That'll be my breaking news story. Okay, people, quit running over mother truckers in crosswalks, okay? Respect a mother trucking crosswalk. I don't know how many times I gotta say this shit. I look over on the out here in Los Angeles, there is a television station, Channel 5, KTLA. Now, I highly recommend going and checking out their webpage because, one, it is riddled with grammatical errors and just poorly, poorly written news stories that will make you giggle and warm your heart on the inside and to be like, okay, if these people are getting paid to write that story, then I feel better because I thought I was a shitty writer and I can totally outwrite these mother trucks. I don't know if they got orangutans writing these stories or something, but they got something going on. But this just happened a couple of few blocks from where the Hollywood hick lives. Like this is the thing. Cars. Pay attention to crosswalks. Also, if you live in one of them cities or towns that has one of those crosswalks that's just willy-nilly thrown out into the street where people are just supposed to stop for you when you're in it, but there ain't no light there, you know what you need to do? You need to make sure before you get in that crosswalk, you make eye contact with those mother truckers in those cars and make sure they see you and everything is cool. Don't just go walking out all willy-nilly. Like, I have almost killed people myself for that. because people don't pay attention because they just go flying out. Like, no, the rule is, like, you need to pause and let traffic have a moment to stop. I'm not slamming on brakes because you want to get into a crosswalk. This has to be a freaking simpatico. Is that the right word? Like, whatever. A give and take. Like, come on. Quit being a selfish son of a bitch. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I almost killed a dude one time. It was actually, I almost killed a Hasidic Jewish man, to be specific, over in the Beverly La Brea area of Hollywood, of actually Los Angeles, where there's a very large Hasidic Jewish population. But there is one crosswalk over there that people, they just walk right on out. And this one day, this dude was walking right on out like nothing was happening. There was a big old truck in the left-hand middle turning lane. So I'm going along. Guess who you can't see because he's behind a truck that you can't see. And he just comes flying out like almost. If there was another coat of paint on my car, I would have knocked that fucker on his ass and probably broke something and or maybe killed him, all because he had no idea that he needed to maybe kind of cautiously walk through there because the people coming along can't see him because there's a big old Mack truck hiding his ass as he's sneaky walking through a fucking crosswalk. Have some freaking common sense. And people in cars, freaking calm down. Just give people respect the crosswalk, respect the hand signals. If you only got 2 seconds to cross that crosswalk, your fat ass is not going to make it in 2 seconds. That's your time to freaking wait so that I can make my turn. I don't want to have to wait on you to waddle your bitch ass through a freaking crosswalk all slow because you can't freaking respect anybody else out there and you're a self-entitled see you next Tuesday who thinks you're the only one important enough to have to do anything. So piss off. Don't do it. But the story is that has me scared to death because it is in a crosswalk that I live in mortal fear of because I feel like I have seen my demise and it is going to happen in a crosswalk in Hollywood. I am just saying is all. But it says right here, just down the road. I looked at the picture of where it was. I was like, oh my God, that is like a couple of few blocks from where the Hollywood Hick lives. And excuse me. And that is a crosswalk I go through all the mother trucking time. But apparently, according to the KTLA Channel 5 people here in Los Angeles, a hit-and-run driver was being sought Sunday after a pedestrian was found fatally struck in Hollywood. Again, this ain't the first time, nor going to be the last. I tell you, there is a rash of hit-and-run, kill-you-dead in a crosswalk out here in California, actually in Los Angeles specifically, that is amazing. I don't understand how you could run somebody over and just leave them there for dead. Like I could never do that. Like I couldn't do that. Like it's as horrible as a person I can be at times. I just don't envision I could ever be that horrible. I really and truly don't. But apparently the police responded around 4:40 in the a.m. Drunk ass McDrunkerson done run somebody over. I hope they catch this motherfucker. There was reports of a man down in the street. Video of the scene showed the incident occurred near Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. The streets. I can't tell you the intersection because then I'll be letting you know exactly where the Hollywood Hick lives. And if there's stalkers out there, I can't let you know because then you'll try to run me over in a crosswalk. And I've already told you how much I've already envisioned my demise there. And I can't let it be at the hands of a stalker because that is just too fucking stereotypical freaking cliche, y'all. I'm just saying. But apparently there's no vehicle description immediately available. And the police plan to view surveillance video. So I'm hoping they catch this mother trucker. I hope some video out there shows something of what went down for some of these stories. But that, like, I'm telling you, you scroll down on this, right, where they have, like, links to other stories. Like, here's what they are from the last little while. Bicyclist killed in hit-and-run crash in Arleta. Driver was possibly under the influence. Next one. Hit-and-run collision in Hollywood leaves victim hospitalized. Next one. Hit-and-run driver sought after fatally striking pedestrian in Van Nuys just over the hill. Next one. Alleged driver in fatal South L.A. hit-and-run arrested after mom brings him back to the scene. Your mama had to turn your ass in. You see that? Your mama had to turn your ass in. That's some embarrassing shit. 19-year-old woman fatally struck in Sherman Oaks hit and run. Man fatally shot before SUV. Some dude got shot and then his SUV burst into flames, lighting a house on fire. That's good. Driver of stolen car sought and hit and run death of teen in Palms. Pedestrian fatally struck by vehicle in West Side hit and run. Cyclist killed in hit and run. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Like, at what point do people just wake up and start paying attention? You are not so fucking important. And you know what? That fucking phone in your hand is not so fucking important. Just calm down. How about y'all use this time to drive somewhere to just calm down for a hot minute? Because if everybody did that, then the Hollywood Hick would be able to calm down and I would not be yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming everywhere I go, because people have no fucking manners and they don't think that anyone else in this world exists except for themselves. And that, my friends out there in the land of Hollywood Hick and or crab diving, is fucked up, is all I gotta say. So what I'm saying, please, please, people, can you please respect the crosswalk and not kill me dead? Please let this vision not come true, because I feel like I have a lot more to give this world if I ever get out of this freaking situation where I work all the time and don't have time for anything but work it, and it's driving me crazy and making me nuts, because I can't even, like, I can't even say it drives me to drink more, because I get home and I'm so freaking tired I can't even drink right. I have one drink, like, and now for whatever reason, red wine makes me sleepy. So then I drink one glass of red wine. Then what happens is the dumbass Hollywood Hick falls asleep on the couch. Where you get not good sleep? Falling asleep on the couch, because my couch is beautiful, but it's also not the best sleeping couch. But my homo gene outweighs my comfortable gene. And so when I see beautiful and sparkle threads up in a couch, I go, that outweighs comfortable sleepy time. Go get in your fucking bed. And I still fall asleep on that damn couch. It's ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. Whatever. Please, people, respect a crosswalk. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Is there anything? Oh, this is kind of funny. We got a little bit political at the beginning. Let's talk about this, too, because I didn't know this dude existed. And I, like, came across this over on the I think the Gawker link, whatever. The Gawker people have a whole bunch of sites, and this one's called The Slot. But the Ted Cruz, you know, this idiot boy running for president that's just got horrible, awful things to say. He's just a horrible, awful person. Every time he opens his mouth, all you can think of is horrible, awful person, right? Well, apparently his freshman roommate from college can't stand his ass. So his name is Craig Mazin, and he tweets about him all the time and, like, tells stories. But so over here it says, according to these people, it says this: endlessly and deeply tragic week in America has brought us precisely one good thing, a reminder that Craig Mazin exists, the one-time roommate and lifelong enemy of Ted Cruz. They're like, fucking Craig, love that guy. Okay, I love this. This says, apparently says here, Mazin is a somewhat famous screenwriter and director. He wrote The Hangover Parts 2 and 3, the shitty ones, but at the same time, he did write them. He wrote some of the scary movies, and he was freshman roommates with Cruz at Princeton, and apparently it was an experience that Mazin found deeply scarring, so much so that Cruz's political star has risen. Mazin has been moved time and again to comment on what a fucking asshole he thinks the senator is. I like it when somebody is just straight up honest, but I'm just telling the truths. I'm just telling the truths. But he did an article in Daily Beast in 2013 where he, like, apparently these people expounded at length to reporter Patricia Murphy about his hatred for Cruz. And he let some things go. Like, he was like, I remember very specifically that he had a book in Spanish and the title was Karl Marx a Satanist? And I thought, who is this person? Even in 1988, he was politically extreme in a way that was surprising to me. And then he went on and said, like, in addition to Mazin and Leitch, several fellow classmates, I don't know who Leitch is, I probably breezed over it up there, whatever. Several fellow classmates who asked that their names not be used described young Cruz with words like abrasive, intense, strident, crank, and arrogant. Four independently offered the word creepy, with some pointing to Cruz's habit for donning a paisley bathrobe and walking to the opposite end of their dorm's hallway where the female students lived. I would end up fielding the girls' complaints, this amazing dude said. He said, could you please keep your roommate out of the hallway? So I love this shit. But then he starts letting out some tweets. So these are some of the tweets this dude let out. He goes, my freshman year college roommate Ted Cruz is going to be elected senator. In case I hadn't made it clear, he's also a huge asshole. And then he's like, oh, great. Ted Cruz is filibustering. Now the entire nation can experience my noxious freshman dorm room experience. Hashtag have fun, everyone. He goes, when Ted Cruz was my roommate, he endlessly hit the snooze button. I asked him to stop. He wouldn't. So I crazy glued it. Learn from this. I mean, he has a whole bunch of them. Ted Cruz's dad seems to be the product of post-traumatic stress disorder and jack chick tracts. I don't even know what that is. Ted seemed to be the product of his dad. In 1988, I puked all over Ted Cruz's textbooks. You jelly? I think I love this dude. But this is the best thing that he has said, because this came out of a podcast he did somewhere. He was like a guest on a podcast, and he says, the best thing that he said about Ted Cruz is, and you know, I want to be clear, because Ted Cruz is a nightmare of a human being. I have plenty of problem with his politics, but truthfully, his personality is so awful that 99% of why I hate him is just his personality. If he agreed with me on every issue, I would hate him only 1% less. That is fucking brilliant, y'all.
I love that. If he agreed with me on every issue, I would hate him only 1% less just because he has got a shitty, shitty personality. That is hysterical. That is mother trucking hysterical. Okay, let's move on. How much time? Oh, we got a little bit of time left here. Let's travel over to the Smoking Gun, why don't we, here on the Hollywood Hick program. See if there's anybody there going to make us feel better about ourselves. Because if there's anything a Hick needs right now, is to feel better about myself. Okay, this makes me laugh. Because, okay, if you are 7 feet tall and 4 inches with like your eyebrows got little carved out little stripes in them and stuff, and you got big old neck tattoos, let me tell you, the first thing you shouldn't do in a small town in Michigan is go in and rob a 7-Eleven of $35 and a couple of few packs of Newports. That is what an idiot boy does, and that is exactly what an idiot boy did. So be glad that you got the wherewithal to not be this freaking assuming person. 7'4". If you are 7'4", that is like only so many people that are 7'4". So there can't be more than about one of you in the fucking general vicinity. So guess who's going to get busted first? But on December 1st, a 7'4" Michigan man who robbed a 7-Eleven store at knife point. Now, this is according to the Smoking Gun people. Early Sunday, later surrendered to police after apparently realizing that the ski mask he wore during the heist was not sufficient to cloak his towering identity. You don't think that should cross your freaking dumbass head? But apparently, Damon Matthews, 19 years of stupid, it ain't going to get no better. Trust me. This dude has done peak. This is like whatever. His stupid is only going to grow. He held up the Bay City convenience store around 3 a.m. and fled on foot with about $35 and several packs of Newport cigarettes. Like, really? $35 and a couple of few packs of Newports? Really? Is that how you want to go down, you dumbass towering motherfucker? Makes no sense. But a 7-Eleven worker told cops that the robber brandished a butcher knife and repeatedly threatened to kill him if he did not cooperate. While the suspect wore a black ski mask, the employee told investigators that he believed the armed robber was Matthews, a former high school classmate. According to the cops, Matthews told his sister, then go out and confess to your sister. But apparently she's got a level head, I think. He told her that he did it, and an admission that prompted her to advise him to immediately surrender to authorities. She concluded that her brother's connection to the robbery would be obvious due to his height. You'd think at least somebody in that family's got a freaking brain, got a head on their mother trucking shoulders, right? But she accompanied him to the popo. He was taken into custody after he showed up at the Bay County Jail. During a subsequent police interview, Matthews reportedly confessed to the robbery and identified the man who drove him to the 7-Eleven. So he had somebody drive him to the 7-Eleven. Oh, it says seen below. That's the 7-Eleven, not the damn person who drove him. I wanted to see who drove him. But according to court records, Matthews' November 29th arrest came 4 days after he pleaded guilty to a larceny charge. That's the way to go. Just keep tacking on the charges, you dumbass freaking giant motherfucker. Lord have mercy. Whatever. But he was scheduled to be sentenced the next month. So he had like 1 month before he got sentenced for that one. So now it's going to get even worse. You dumbass. For $35 and a couple of few packs of Newports. Really? But he had originally been charged with home invasion, but that count was dropped as part of a plea deal. He got locked up in lieu of $75,000. And I hope he's still up in there thinking about what he done did. But he's an idiot. I can tell by his mugshot. He's an idiot who ain't never going to change. Because you want to tell me why? He won't open his eyes. So he's giving that stupid, like, I don't understand these people who like look down their nose to take a picture, because it's not an attractive look. I don't need to see how deep your nostrils go in any fucking picture, really. So don't be like kicking your head back. You're just doing that because you think we ain't going to see your double chin. But guess what? I can see your double chin up under there. So if you're caring about a double chin on your freaking mugshot, maybe you should have cared a little bit more and not robbed a 7-Eleven of $35 and a couple of few packs of Newports. You freaking straight up idiot. Idiot. Like, people are completely idiot. Let me see. Let's see if there's anything else over here that we can make fun of on the Hollywood Hick. Let me see. Maybe I saved one of a stupid idiot type person, a complete and stupid idiot type person. There was a whole section on the Reddit about Florida Man of the Year. Let's see if there's a story up in there that catches our eye. Oh, this one. This, I don't even know if I have time to get into this. I only got a couple of minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. But maybe we'll just touch on it. No, I can't. But there is a whole story on here that I'm going to have to get into about a man. The headline, I'll leave y'all with this. And then maybe I'll find something really quick. But I don't have time to get it in this because this needs perusing. But it says here, and maybe I'll just tease on the way out of the Hollywood Hick. And we will talk about this on the Friday edition of the Hollywood Hick. But the headline here reads as thus, Mother Truckers. Man who had sex for a year with a captive dolphin called Dolly, which I take issue of the name, by the way. You do not name a sex dolphin after the greatest human being to ever live. I'm hoping they named her after the sheep that they named, the cloned sheep that they named Dolly, whatever. Man who had sex for a year with a captive dolphin named Dolly speaks out about their year-long love affair in new documentary and claims she seduced him. Did you hear that, y'all? That she, the dolphin, a dolphin, seduced this dude. Now, I'm scrolling down and looking at his picture of this dude, and he really does not look to be like the brightest bulb in the batch. But so this dude, we have to get into this story later because it's just there's got to be just too much up in there. Like, I do not understand people and that like why they do some of the shit that they do. I guess I'm not supposed to. But this is really and truly one of those moments where I can't. So teaser going out of the Hollywood Hick this Tuesday episode of the Hollywood Hick. We'll have a fun story to talk about, like dolphin love, come the next program. Hope everybody's doing good. Keep listening to the Hollywood Hick, y'all. I got to get out of here. I'm running out of time. Listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Find me every day on the 7s, 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time. You can also catch the last episode at midnight. So if you missed one, check it out at midnight, West Coast time. Also, follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for my ass, y'all. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam-doo, mother truckers. Buh-bye.
Lamboo, lamboo, lamboo.